Good morning, Nachum. Good Erev Shabbos, everybody. Tomorrow we have the privilege of reading Parshas Vayetzeh. A lot is happening in Parshas Vayetzeh. Yaakov Avinu leaves home. The rabbis tell us, based on the Rashi at the end of Toldos, he spends 14 years at the yeshiva of Aver, and now arrives at his father-in-law's house, marries four women, is swindled, wanted Rachel, got Leah, and by the end of the parsha, he has 11 sons, one daughter, and is returning to Eretz Yisrael. The beginning of the parsha has the incredible dream and insurance policy that Hashem gives Yaakov. Torah tells us he dreams of a ladder, Mutzav Arza, which was firmly established on the ground, Verosho, and its head was Magia Hashemaima, and the head of the ladder reached heavenward, and V'hinei Malachei Elokim Olim V'yordim Bo. Angels of God were going up and down the ladder. I'd like to interpret this dream on two levels. The Medrash Tanchuma tells us that Hereyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov, Hashem showed Yaakov, Sora, the guardian angel of Bavel, Ola the Yored, went up and came down. Madai, Ola the Yored. Yavan, Greece, Ola the Yored. Edom, Rome, Ola the Yored. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeYaakov. So Hashem said to Yaakov, Yaakov, Lama Einato Ole. Why don't you ascend the ladder? So at that moment, Yaakov was afraid, and he said, "Kishem sheyesh le'elu yirida," just as they come down, and for all practical purposes, thereafter they are gone. Kach ani, so too yeshli yirida. I'm afraid that I too will become extinct after I come down. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, God assured him, Imato ole, ein lecho yirida. If you go up, there will be no diminution. Now the truth of the matter is, world history has shown that all the great nations of the past, and especially they who persecuted Jews, had this cycle. They ascended world history, made their mark, and then descended, and they are gone forever. The only exception to that rule is Klal Yisrael, that each time, lo aleinu, there is a yerida, each time there is some kind of a descent, what follows thereafter is even a greater aliyah. So on the first approach to this dream, you see the destiny of Klal Yisrael. I'd like to, however, suggest that there is a very personal, individualistic message from this sulam, from this ladder, and that is each and every individual at different times of their life is given from above that ladder and beckons each person, ascend. But too often, people, for various reasons, are afraid to ascend the ladder. And the message to each and every one of us is that the Parsha is saying, take out Yaakov's name and put your own name in, and understand that if you attempt and genuinely want an aliyah, a religious enhancement of your life, Habo L'Taher, you who are coming to enhance, enrich, and add to the quality of your life, Messiah Lo, they assist you from above to accomplish this goal. And so, a few examples thereof. Interesting, the following conversation between the Chafetz Chaim and somebody else. The Chafetz Chaim asked a person, a gentleman, his name, and asked him, are you a Kohen? And he said, no. And the Chafetz Chaim said, I am a Kohen. Do you want to know why I'm a Kohen? He didn't answer because the obvious, my father was a Kohen, and therefore I'm a Kohen. But what did he say? Because a few thousand years ago, Moshe Rabbeinu, right after the sin of the golden calf, called out, Mi Lashem Elai, unto whom is Hashem? Who is going to rally around the flag of Hashem? And because Shevet Levi responded at that time, they, if you forgive me, ascended the ladder. They seized the moment. Hashem took the, quote, kahuna away from the Bechor and gave it to Shevet Levi. In addition, we find the significance of a moment. Take a look. The Gemara tells us in Nedarim, page Nun Amud Aleph, 50a, how first the Gemara describes the poverty of Rabbi Akiva and his wife, Rachel, and when he asks permission to go to the yeshiva, she tells him to go. And he goes and he studies for 12 years under Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. And he's coming back after 12 years. And he overhears a conversation that's going on in the house between his wife and not a very good neighbor, who says that your father did the right thing by banning you because and trying to dissuade you from this marriage. Firstly, your husband is not your equal. He comes from Gerim, from converts. And look, he left you as if you were a living widow for the last 12 years. Now listen to what Rachel, his wife, answers. If he would listen to me, and I quote, he would remain in the yeshiva another 12 years. Rabbi Akiva, who heard this from behind the door, said to himself, since she has given me permission, I will return back. He turned back without even going into the house and returned 12 years later with 24,000 students, and the rest, as they say, is history. That moment that he took, who would have known that he first became that great Rabbi Akiva, the father of Torah Shebaal Peh for all future generations, the incredible influence that he has, that his Talmidim became the teachers of all of Jewry, of Torah. All this came very possibly from his seizing the moment and not being satisfied with 12, but took the full 24 years to become the great Rabbi Akiva that he became. Take a look. The Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, Daf Pei Vav Amid Beis, 86b. We had this at the beginning of Ayera, where Avram does his incredible hospitality. And, very simply, says Rabbi Yehuda Marav, whatever Avram did himself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu rewarded the Jewish people by he himself providing for them. Whatever Avram did via a shaliach, an intermediary, Hashem likewise did through an intermediary. And so, the Torah tells us, Avram ran to the bakar, to the cattle. Hashem himself gave the slav, the quails, to the Jewish people. Avram, vayikach chema v'cholav, he himself took the butter, the milk. Hashem himself literally rained down lechem min hashamayim, the mun. The water was yukach no mayim. The water came through a shaliach, and so too the water came to the Jewish people through the well. Now listen carefully, that this became the litmus test of Avram's chesed. Very interesting, perhaps because it was his most challenging third day after the circumcision, exceedingly hot. But listen carefully, had Avram Avinu taken care of the water himself, there never would have been the rolling stone, the Be'er of Miriam, that gave them their water. It's most probable that then there never would have been the sin of Moshe hitting the rock. Who knows? Moshe would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. Moshe would have overseen the building of the Beis HaMikdash. All of world history would have been different if not for that. The idea is, and we are not, God forbid, putting down Avram Avinu, but we're showing the significance of seizing the moment and making every moment count. And most important, as the rabbis tell us, mitzvah bo liyodcha, a mitzvah that comes your way, al tachmitzenu, don't put it off, but rather you should be the one to do it, and do it in the very best possible way. Look, in our day, take a look. How did the Beis Yaakov movement and schools for girls come about? It came about because one woman, Sarah Schneier, heard a Musar Shmuz, which turned her on, and as we find in the very beginning of the Shulchan Aruch, Orach Chaim, literally within the first se'if, the first paragraph of Simon Aleph, the Ramo writes, "V'lo yizbayesh mipnei b'nei adam." One should not be ashamed or embarrassed before others, hamaligim olav, who will scorn and make fun of him, b'avodas Hashem yizborach. You're on that level to accept this halacha, to accept this chumrah, that people will unfortunately try to discourage a person from their individual growth. People are afraid to get on the personal ladder of growth. They're afraid they might fail. So I have to tell you, once again, Habola Tahir, and even if you fail, just the attempt itself is so worthwhile for the person's character development. So social pressures and other pressures should not stand in the way. This is a very important lesson that the Torah is teaching us at the beginning of Parshas Vayetze. Each person has their individual ladder, individual ladders that Hashem sends their way. Stop. Ask yourself not only what opportunities you might have lost, but now rectify them by being on the look for, please God, the many opportunities He sends our ways. Shabbat Shalom to all.